days, the sugi begins in Makalas, Afaris, Makalas, Chaveri. So over here, the Gemara, the only sugis over here talking about Dibur, because we have a tremendous chiddush here in this Mesech, the first submission of Mesech, the like as far when a person makes a Tamura, it's a Dibur, and even though it's a Dibur, the person gets Malchus. How he get Malchus on the Dibur? Seifeg Esor Arboim. So here it says, Makalas, Chaveri. So that's an exception to the rule. It's the Gemara makes whole drush, Xeris, Akos. It's a Xeris, Akos of why a person is high for Tamura. Because normally Dibur is not strong enough to mechayev malchus, but it's a drasha. Okay, so I don't know.
And Mises Bezin, there's no call like that either?
Right, that's an exception to the rule. That is an exception.
And every exception has a gzeres akos.
Correct. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a case by case. Generally,
case by case. Okay.
Generally, lav shein by maisa in lake in the love.
Dibur,
you don't get malchus by misa. Well, there's birchas hashem, and there's also appearance, and there is a chiyuv misa, even though there is no, even though there is just shem hashem.
Right.
Okay, so over here, but there's also something very unique because there you're saying Hashem's name. See, that's a much higher level. He's saying Hashem's name. In order to be chayv misa, let's learn to be chayv misa for birchas Hashem, you have to say Hashem's name. And also mekalel, you have to say Hashem's name. It's a higher madrega. When you go and you over here by tamura, you're just saying kareza tamura zu. And yet the Torah says the gzeris akasav. Now that takes a little tangent. So you've all different case halachas where a person uses his dibur is even chayv malchus. So here's a series over here. Mekalel chayv b'shem is chayv. So here it's going on a tangent. Mekalel b'shem. A person curses that Gilma Beis. It is 13 lines from the bottom.
Yes.
And Mekalel chayv b'shem. How do you know this is going to be? How do you know?
He's coming to enjoy your shiur until his father comes. He's going to look for him here.
Okay.
You're
going to
enjoy it. Go ahead.
Mekalel chayv
b'shem.
Mekalel b'shem.
Certain
person. He's sitting right here.
Okay. That's the encourage you. Okay, for everything. Okay. All right.
Solomon. Shlomo HaMelech. The wisest of all men. You're Solomon Shlomo, he's Shlomo. Yeah. He's Shlomo.
Who are you?
Your
Hebrew name?
Solomon.
Shlomo. Two Shlomos.
Solomon.
The first, Shlomo the second. Yeah. Welcome. Hamakalel. Solomon. Hamakalel es chaveroi b'shem ischayiv malchus. He's chayiv malchus. So there's also another halacha that he's going to be chayiv malchus. Minon, how do you know this? How do you know if there's going to be chayiv malchus? Why it's called an exception to halacha that there's going to be chayiv malchus? If you're not going to guard, and the whole pasuk is important to read the entire pasuk concerning the Gemara, im lo sishmar la'asayis, it's called divrei hatorah hazayis, ha'kisuvim ba'sefer hazel liyira es hashem hanichbod v'hanoyra hazeh es hashem elokecha. Okay, this is a teichacha. And it's over here. It says over here. It's in tight. You're not a free. You're not going to guard Hashem's holy name. Right. A person takes Hashem's name and he uses it to curse his friend. That is the ultimate violation of not guarding Hashem's holy name. Therefore, and what's the next pasuk? The next pasuk is v'hifla Hashem es makos. Hashem will make wondrous your wounds. The punishment will be out of this world, be wondrous. The word v'hifla simply means pella, wonder, but it's also the same word that's used in regard to getting malkois. The appeal, let's see over here, im lois tishmar, it says v'hifla Hashem es makoischa, hafla, zo, this word hafla, this wondrous word, eini yoidea mahu, I do not know what it means, kishoimun, it says in the pasuk, by the parasha of malkois arboim, it says v'hipiloi hashefet, the judge will cast him down. And v'hikahu lefanav, havi omer hafla'o zo malchus. So the word is close enough. We're using over here the hei pei lamed, hafla v'hi piloi. It's not an exact drasha because it's not the shorish, the word that, maybe it is, hi pil. Hafla'o, hafla'o, I guess it really
is.
They share the same three letters. Right. Every word has a three letter shorish, the poyal, pei ayin lamed. You learning yeshiva? The poil, you learn the diktuk? Wow, look, lucky guy. The pay of the poil. Three letters. Okay, that's the Gemara's drasha. Merdik drasha. It says to guard Hashem's holy name. and the consequences for his flasha mesma koisicha, and it says the word vihipiloi hashoifet vihikahu lifanov, we make a gzereshava, vihifla, connected to vihipiloi, to teach us, just like vihipiloi is written in the pasuk context as malchus, so to the punishment for cursing is going to be malchus. Frag the Gemara, ema afilu shvus emes, eba zeh. So therefore, if you're not going to guard Hashem's holy name, even a Shavuos Emes, there's no need to make a Shavuos Emes. It's also a disgrace to Hashem's name. Yeah. Why are you making a Shavuah when you're not required to? If you're not required to make a Shavuah, who asked you?
Right.
If you're going to make a Shavuah, you're taking Hashem's name, so therefore, it's like Hashem's name, not an honor.
Oh, it's a question.
So therefore, you should be Chai Malkus, yes, the Gemara's Kasha. You should make, because also it's a violation of our ring. Shavuos Emes, the Gemara says, no, cannot possibly be, because Behed Yoksev, it says explicitly, Shavuos Hashem Tia Bein Shnehem. It says, well, the Gemara doesn't explain it, going in circles, the Gemara is saying, I jumped the gun. When the Gemara says Shavuos Emes, the Gemara means even a Shavuah that is necessary. It's necessary because if, even though it's necessary, who asked you to say, use Hashem's name?
Right.
So the Gemara is saying, no. The Torah tells us at times a person should swear. There are times when you should swear. For example, Shavuos Hashem Tia Bein Shnehem. Okay, if you have a situation, there are situations in the Torah where there's a requirement to make a Shavuah. So therefore, if the Torah is telling you to make a Shavuah, obviously it's not a violation of disgracing Hashem's name.
Right.
It would only be a violation of disgracing Hashem's name. It's only when you're cursing. In fact, that's only when you're coming, when there's a real mefayis. Ava milko lilke. The Gemara says, you should get both. In other words, there's a good reason to do it, but you should still get malchus. Let's see the Rashi.
Because you're not allowed to do it.
Because no, sometimes you have to suffer. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Vashteto and Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi towards the Vivlash of the Bible of the Faisal, Shlo Yehei Toiva Mamain, Avil Milkalaki, Hurl Sins, Umevi Asmo De Shavua. It doesn't matter. In other words, you get both. It's an amazing concept. The only thing over here is that sometimes a person, he put himself in a situation where he has to make a Shavua. He was moide b'miksas. Right? He was moide b'miksas.
That's what we're talking about here?
Well, I'm not sure. What does it say in the pasuk? In the side of the pasuk, I say, Shvuah Hashem Tia Bein Shnehem, Im Lo Yishalach Kedem B'Melech Shreiv, V'Lokach Bola, V'Lo Yishalem. No, this is Shvuah Hashemim. This is the so your person is a guardian. You're a guardian.
Yeah?
You're a guardian of a certain person's property, and you are a Shemer, you are a Shemer Chinam, or you're a Shemer Sachar, and you make a claim that it was stolen, or an Oynis, you're an Oynis. So the halacha is, okay, you're an Oynis, you're potter, but you have to make a Shavuah.
Right.
You're not just, you can't, your word is not strong enough, you have to make a Shavuah.
What, Eid Echad?
What?
Eid Echad?
What do you mean Eid Echad? That's another case, Eid Echad.
Where do you make a Shavuah by Eid Echad? Do you have your Shavuah?
Yes, that's a different situation.
Right.
That's a different halacha. That's the only one with the Rabbanon. That's not a derayta. I don't remember.
Okay,
but let's discuss this case. The Shavuos Hashemim. That's the case of the Gemara. You're a guardian. I'm a guardian. And the Balabas comes and says, where is my item? I gave it to you to guard. And now it's no longer present. Where is it? So he says, I'm sorry, it was stolen. I'm a Shomer Chinam, and it was stolen. Oh, really? Swear that it was stolen, and you'll be free. So he has to swear. Now, but also, part of the Shavuah, he has to swear he did not make use of it, because there's another halacha, that if a Shomer guardian, he's not allowed to use it. If you're a guardian, you come, you want me to guard it for you, put it in the corner, put it on the shelf, you're not allowed to touch it. If when the guy is not there, you take it out and you use it for your own private needs, then you chayiv afilu in oinsin. So you have to make a Shavuah that while the guy was away, he did not touch it. He did not use it for his own personal needs. Once he uses it for his own personal needs, illegally, without permission, then he becomes fully responsible for damages, even if it gets stolen, it gets lost. So therefore, he has to make a Shavuah. The Torah says, so now here's the point. The Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. You brought yourself into a situation where you have to make a Shavuah. You should have been more careful. You should have...
He's doing a favor. He was watching for somebody.
He's watching, but so what? I hear what you're saying. Rashi over here says, though, you brought yourself to Gamazir. Rashi over here says,
it means that you have to accept responsibility and pay for it, even though it's
behedyuk. Let's see, shelo yehi toivay mamon. Okay, you have to mefayis your friend. Shelo yehi toivay mamon. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. The Gemara thing over here, the Gemara is saying such a principle is that if you're chayav a shvuah, okay, you're chayav a shvuah, but you're still going to get malchus. you're still going to get the malchus because you made a shmur. That's the Gemara's havamina. The Torah says you have to honor Hashem's name. And when a person makes a shvua, that is a disgrace to Hashem's name. It's certainly a disgrace to Hashem's name when you use Hashem's name to curse your friend. But you would argue that when you're using Hashem's name to swear that I don't owe you any money, that's not a disgrace. The Gemara is suggesting it is a disgrace.
Right.
And therefore, you have to make the shvua in order not to pay.
God's name is so holy that right? even though it's not your child, even though it's not your fault, you could easily pay for it.
You don't want to pay for it.
But if you don't want to pay for it, it means you're using a shvua to get you out of money.
Okay, I guess so. That's
so
the svara.
That's what you get lashes for that.
You would rather, a person would rather be beaten up. Like, you know, give me a zetz. I'd rather take a zetz and have to go pay you $1,000.
Take one for God.
I don't have that kind of money. So I'd rather go be whipped a little bit than go pay you $1,000. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. It's not true. Once a person makes a shvua, he's completely exempt. The Gemara says, no. Loy motzeis armat. You cannot say such a svara.
Yaksiv
says the pasuk b'shmoti shaveya. It says explicitly in the Torah.
The Torah tells you.
As Hashem kach atira oisai savoid uvoisidbak. You shall cleave them uvishmoti shaveya. So there's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that allows a God-fearing man to swear in Hashem's name in the appropriate situation, and it cannot possibly be the Torah is telling you to get punished for that because it says you should do so.
Do you have a phone, Solomon? Do you have a phone? How do you know your father knows to pick you
the
up?
The rabbi called.
I know, but does he know which building? Does he know anything?
Yeah.
You want to wait out just to open the door outside to see if he's waiting for you?
I guess I could try.
Yeah, I think so, because you're going to be nervous.
So the Gemara says, that pasuk is needed for Rav. You cannot use that pasuk. That's a special pasuk. That pasuk is not discussing stamazoi when you want to swear to free yourself from paying money. That pasuk is discussing when a person swears to fulfill a mitzvah. He's lax. He does not get up and davening on time. So he says, I got to do something in order to mechazek myself, to mechaim a mitzvah. Oh, right. That's where it's
supposed to do that? That's what the pasuk.
Yeah, it's giving you permission. Not saying you're supposed to, but it's saying you do have permission. So there you're making a shvua to do a mitzvah. But when you do is make a shvua, stamazoi, even then maybe we're suggesting now at this moment in time that you're going to be chay malchus.
Right.
Even though you're making a shvua, because the Torah says you should make a shvua. So the movie here says, no, that's not correct. It says, it says twice. It says two times in Chumash Devarim, the word, the Shvua. One time it says one more expression of Vay Sidbak. So in the place where it says Vay Sidbak, Shvua Shveya, that's where it's coming to teach you that a person can make a Shvua to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. But we have another pasuk that was superfluous, which is coming to indicate that stam, when a person makes a shavua, even if it's not in the context of a mitzvah, there is nothing wrong. He's not going to be chayv malchus. So we're back with the kasha. So we're back with the answer. We're giving an answer. What was our original kasha? Our original kasha is that a person curses his friend Hashem, Hashem is chayv malchus. Why? Because it says in the pasuk that you have to mechaved Hashem's name, and if you're not going to, v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha. And it says, v'hifla v'pilu ha-shefet. So maybe that gezer shav is so strong, it will be true, even when a person makes a shvua, shvus ha-shemrim, you can mechaved malchus. You should have been more careful, or whatever it is. You have to make a shvua, and you also get malchus. The Gemara says, no, it says, in the Torah, v'chumash devarim, v'shmot hi-shaveya. Oh, but we need v'shmot hi-shaveya to teach you the halacha, then shvam l'kayim a mitzvah. No. Nishpam l'kayim mitzvah. We know from the pasuk uvayt sidbak uvishmay tishv. There's another pasuk that says Hashem lechatira oisay savur uvayt sidbak uvishmay tishveya. That pasuk has come to teach you the halacha of nishboyin l'kayim hamitzvah. Memela, the other pasuk that says uvishmay tishveya is available to teach you that a person, if he's a shomer, he's a guardian. And now he makes a claim that he's exempt. He has to still swear. Memela, everything is a kol yavi al makayim bishalayim. Everything
is no
mal.
There'll be no malchus.
El my voice of voice neshma l'shvaya. Ella v'kayim v'nishol ha'aksiv v'krachinu voice sidbak uvishmaiti shvaya. Ella l'may asa What's it coming for? Ella, so what then is the pasuk coming for? The original part of the pasuk says, "Emle sishmar v'hifla." Ella lemai asa lemekala les chaveray b'shem. So therefore, the Gemara's maskan is, we go back to the very beginning. The very beginning is in the pasuk, "Emloy sishmar." If you're not going to be careful to guard Hashem's name, b'kedusha v'tahara, v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha, Hashem's going to punish. By process of elimination, it cannot be a shavua l'kayim ha-mitzvah. It cannot be a shavua sashoymim. It can only be, there's only one case left. The only case left is ha-mekhalel
eschaveroi. It's diametrically opposed with all those other cases.
Right. So, but the Gemara is maskar. The Gemara says that we have over here a pasuk which indicates it's going to be chiyuv malchus. V'hifla gzereshav v'hipilu ha-shayfet. And by process of elimination, it can only be applied to mekhalel. It cannot be applied to Shavua l'kayim ha-mitzvah. It cannot be applied to the sin of being a shavua, to make a shavua to shavuas ha-shoymrim and the like. I guess I assume the Gemara is shavuas ha-shoymrim means all the types of shavuas that I saw, like is an eidechad amol. This is the rabbanim. Eidechad, I think, is the rabbanim. I think the case of
Medrash Mitzvah has something to do with speech.
Wondrous. The word v'hifla shavuas makoyis ha-shem. You refer to say nazar ish ki yafli.
Yeah.
Ish kiyafli neder lahozir nazal Hashem. The word yafli is a multifaceted word. It can mean wondrous. It can
make maybe because the hifla is used.
Refechol basar mafli lasais.
You can chayv malchus from ish kiyafli.
So you're saying a beautiful drush. Machaved you at the sea mashas to say a beautiful drush, but the pshuta shel mikra of the Gemara is not azoy. Pshuta shel mikra is v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha, v'piloi ha-shoyfet v'kol lefanov, v'piloi and v'hifla have the same three letters in the Shoresh, the hey, pei, lamed, and the pshuta shel mikra is malkois, v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha, memela means malkois, that's it. He's saying a very nice Jewish.
No, but I'm saying, how do you know it has to do with speak? How do you know it has to do with only speech?
Because the Gemara says you have to mechabed Hashem's name. I don't know more than that. It says in the pasuk, "Imloy sishma lasis kol adivrei Torah zos." As wait, with pasuk, "Aksum sefer hazel liyira es Hashem." To fear Hashem's name, hanichbod vehanoyra hazel es Hashem lokecha. To fear, to revere the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yudke vavke. By the way, yudke vavke is not a Hebrew word. Yudke Vavke, because you cannot fatayt, you cannot define Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh, Hashem is too holy. It's Aramaic. It is the composite, is the common denominator of Hoya, Hoyve, V'yia. You know that?
Yes.
Hoya, Hoyve, V'yia. Past, present, future. You take the letters, and the common letters of Hoya, Hoyve, V'yia are Yudke Vavke. So the Shem Hashem, and that's Aramaic, by the way. That's not even Hebrew, because in Hebrew you can't define Hashem. Hashem is too vast, too infinite. In a translation,
why is it Aramaic? In Hebrew, Yudkei Vavkei is not Hoya.
It's the Aramaic. It's also like that. In Aramaic. It's also Hoya. It's the same thing. A lot of Aramaic words are identical.
Which word is not Hebrew? Hoya, Hoya, Vavkei.
Hove, I think.
Hove is not Hebrew.
Well, Yad Hashem Hoya al Moshe Rabbeinu.
Who Hoya? Who Hove? Who Yiyeh? Besivara.
That's a poem.
So, but that's not Hebrew.
Not necessarily. We intermingle Hebrew and Aramaic all the time.
Yishmerav is all Aramaic, too.
What?
Yishmerav.
Well, that's Aramaic. That's I'm saying. Explicit.
The word Hove.
I don't know these matters, okay? I don't know these. These are very holy matters. I don't know. All I remember learning once upon a time is this. I don't know the details. Don't confuse me with the facts. Okay, but basic Yisrael is that Hashem is infinite. It's not shaykh to define the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why. And Yudkei Vavkei. Yudke Vavke is composed of three words. Hoya Via, it's Hashem. The most gashmiistic thing in this world is time. We think gashmiist is food, is something you can touch. Time is the
That's
most davar gashmi. Time is the most davar gashmi.
Vital. Created the beginning.
In our generation, Einstein is the first. We have now an understanding of time like they never had before. At least not openly in the books. Today, the common man has access to understand what the time is all about. Vaita in the Gemara, a new Gemara. Let's not get sidetracked. Let's go Vaita. Okay, so therefore, that's Mar's Maskana. Who says? Why, by process of elimination, are you referring to makal? Maybe it means a person that's motzi shem shamayim levatola. He is chayv malchus, right? Halacha l'mayis, a person is motzi shem shamayim levatola. Is chayv malchus? No. No such thing. Why not?
I don't know.
Why don't we say
the only he curses his friend with
it. Why? Exactly. Yeah, why? So how?
Because he can only learn one thing. So why do you have to?
Also, who says so? Why not? So the fact of aim loy to shmal
va tova. Because it's worse.
The Gemara says. Let's see the Gemara. Migoda.
His name is worse than just.
Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says migoda and belakalis chaver b'shem imotzi shem levatola. So the Gemara says einachinan. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says it says. Shem Shmaim Levatola, Avul Mikalas Chaver B'Shem Loiloki. Umahar the Gemara's my answer is Kol Shekain. The Hecha, the Ka'avit. So the Gemara's answer is Kol Shekain. It's part of the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is
it is
Migora Milikalas Chaver B'Shem Mimosi Shem Levatola.
What does it mean Migora?
Is it worse? Look at Rashi. Rashi says El Elamarash says Mikalas Chaver B'Shem Devada Loki. Let's take the pasuk of and apply it only to mikalel eschaveroi moitzi shem shemayim levatola. So the Gemara seemed why?
Because, why that rather than this?
Because it's the same concept.
Is that what he's saying here? Migora?
Yeah. No. That's the Gemara's answer. One thing at a time. The Gemara says, you're right. Ein hachinam, you're correct.
So that's exactly what I said.
Yes. Umahadole lav kol dikein hu. Kol shekein. If we're going to apply the posse, we have both. You're right. Ein hachinami. That's not lahalacha though. Let's see one thing at a time. Ois yudches tevas tehechen imrak. Kol dikein hu. Deko ova ovid le isure. Deloi tiske le. Let's see right in the Gemara. Mi gara milkas chavei b'shem, mi motzi shem levatola. Of course you're right, in a chanami. Ein a chanami, the Gemara right now at this point in time says, you'll be chayef both. You'll be chayef in motzi shem shemam levatola, because you're not fearing Hashem's name, and you're going to be chayef also for
cursing.
For cursing your friend. Frag the Gemara, anan. So therefore, what's your gross kasha? What are you trying to do? Your kasha is, before we get to the halacha, the Gemara is saying, the words of your question don't make any sense. Because your question implies, why are you using the pasuk for A, Let us use it for B. And that means, if you use it for B, A is not going to be chayav malchus. So the Gemara is saying, even if you are correct, let us play devil's advocate. Even if you are correct, that we will use it for B. So very good. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. If a person is most yishem shalom levatol, even chayav malchus, but we can build upon that, call the Shekin who'll be chayav malchus for cursing his friend. That's even worse, because if you just be Moshe Shemayim, so therefore you're just not having respect for Hashem's name. But here, you're taking us, it's almost like you're taking Hashem's name, and you're using it to harm one of Hashem's creatures. So it's even worse.
But you're respecting the name of Hashem.
No, you're not respecting the name of Hashem. That's not respect. That's corruption. That's not respect to go take Hashem's name. That is even worse. That's what goes on today in society, where people, they legitimize every nasty thing, all Hashem Shemayim. That's even worse. Hashem definitely does not want you to curse one of his creatures. And you're using Hashem's name, you're going, you're mishtatif, kolash baruch, in your problem. That's a corruption of Hashem. Keep Hashem out of it. You want to misbehave, don't go and say Hashem is a partner in the crime. It's even worse. So let's say you're right. That we're going to the pasuk, to what you wanted to apply to. But then the maskana will be that they're both going to be chayiv malchus, kol shechein. But that's not what you asked. You asked me a question that we should use it for B and not for A. So the Gemara now says, no, you did not understand my question. Let me clarify what I meant to say. Let's say as follows. Moitzi shem shemam levatola. Tiskele b'malkus. That's right. Avol mikalel chaveroi b'shem kevin de ko'ovit tarde. He did two averos. The first aver was to come up b'shem shemam levatola. That's number one. Number two, v'kom mitza'ar le l'chavre lo tiskele b'malkus. He should not get malkus.
No,
and instead,
it's not enough.
It's like you have the person that does an Avera, b'shoigeg, he goes to Ari Miklat, but if he does the b'mezid, he doesn't go to Ari Miklat. Because the Avera is too bad that he deserves the kapara of Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is a kapara, it's a schus go to Ari Miklat. If he did the Avera b'mezid, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. What's the call of the trade? You sold the lot of Malkus. I've got the lock. I feel the walk. You learn the Skype. I die in Malkus. The rash over here is a little bit different. Rash over here says, to call the tart. You sold the lot of Malkus. I've got the rash does not say that. At least listen to the gears of your test. Yes, he says, circle over the Afagav. The Afagav the lock. I feel the last line. Learn the Skype. I die in Malkus. Not what I said. You see, not like that. Rashi says, even more extreme. Rashi says, you know what? He's a very sure Rashi. Rashi was saying is that in the person, the Kal Chaveroi. Chaveroi, you're going to get the Malkus, but the Malkus is not going to atone for the sin.
It'll atone for one sin, not for both. There's two sins he's doing here.
Because it's tzar. You mean Moitzi Shem Hashem, and you're causing tzar. So for Hashem's name,
you get the Malkus.
Malkus. But the tzar, you cause your friend, that you're not the Malkus will not atone for. In other words, let's take a step back. Until now, it appeared, when the Gemara made a drasha, when the Gemara made a drasha and said that the pasuk is going to be applied to Mikal Chaveroi b'Shmikal Chaveroi, it was mashma that the Malkois is a complete kapara for causing your friend tzar. That was the Gemara's havamina.
Right.
Get Malkus and you're done. You're done. You can go home and relax. So now the Gemara is saying, no. Let us suggest that the pasuk is coming to teach you Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo, because that is a violation of not honoring Hashem's name. And then, Kol Shekin, you're going to get Malkus when you are Mekalel.
Because you also
did also Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo, and you're going to get Malkus. But there, it's not going to be enough. You're not going to be able to go home and lie down and go to sleep because you're not going to get atonement because there is another Avera. Why in the Hava Amina, why are you suggesting the entire pasuk is coming exclusively for Mekalel es chaveroi b'shem, which implies that when you get the Malkois, you're completely forgiven for your sins. Who says that's the pshat? Let us the way Rashi does the Gemara. You have to look at other Rishonim. I bet you other Rishonim do not like Rashi, but Rashi always says chidush. Rashi is a very lamish sefer. Rashi is saying, let us suggest that the pasuk is coming to teach you. Is coming to teach you Mekalel. It's coming to teach you Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. That's where the Malkus will be a kapar, but there's going to be more because of the Tsar. You hear?
Yes.
Vital.
He's doing two Averis the Vasachas.
Correct. And therefore, there's not going to be kapar. Now, like the Havmina, like this Gleb Malkus alone, Rashi adds all these words into the Gemara. The Avagav the Loka, Afidu Hachilo in the Schabra than Malkus Lehule. The Gemara says you can't say that. You can't. Why? Loi Motzis Omrat. Why? V'chsev, it says in the Torah, Lois Chalcherish. There's another loy saseh mikara. There's a loy saseh not to curse a deaf mute. In other words, a guy that does now he doesn't have tzar. The cheresh does know what's going on.
Right.
He's so Rashi on top. The masha bein kol stam bein kol shana. There's another chiddush over here is that when it comes to losakal cheresh, it does not say there anyone in the Torah the word Hashem's name. It just says don't curse.
That's a real curse.
Yeah. That's a chiddush. The masha of Rashi.
Go to hell. What are you telling?
Yeah. Look at Rashi. Tell Rashi, "Demashma bein klola stam, bein klola shabashem, de koil lav ale, de kamakro liyira es hashem la ashmina and the leike." Shneema vifla hashem es makoyin. Now let's see back in the Gemara. Loim uzam. They'll say the loiskas cheresh via Marta. If now let's put all the pieces together. So we know as a fact that there is an iser deiraisa loisase to curse a person a cheresh, even without Hashem's name. There's a loisase.
Sekal cheresh means with Hashem's name?
No, without Hashem's name. Without Hashem's name. And that thing over here seems to say that it applies to every single person.
Right.
Even though the pasuk does say the word cheresh.
So it means
afilu cheresh. I guess, sorry. A very good right, fine, okay. The mashal is now, let's go back to the Gemara. Look at the Iyamarta, Bishlem, Lekal, Leschavera. Now, if you're going to tell me now, that when it says in the pasuk, V'hiflo, Hashem es makoyscha, it's teaching you malkois, it's upgrading. When is it now? When a person curses his friend without Hashem's name, is it Chayv Malkus? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Why not? So lav she'ein b'maisa. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never harm me. Right? It's a lav she'ein b'maisa. There is no Malkus. But he did it. He did a loisase. He did a loisase by cursing someone. Now you upgrade the sin by adding Hashem's name into the mix.
Yeah.
Now you trigger the pasuk of the Hiflo Hashem es makoyischa, because now there's a loisase for cursing, and there's another loisase for using Hashem's name. So now let's go. Now, what was your kasha? Your kasha was that maybe the pasuk is not coming for using Hashem's name. The pasuk of Hiflo Hashem es makoyischa is for being moitzi shem shemaim levatol. So the Gemara says, "V'yamarta bishlo lekales chaver." If I was correct, and the only time it says in the pasuk, only
Malchus.
Time Malchus, only when it's part of a curse.
Right.
Then, as harase mehocha, now the question is: now the Gemara is going to an entirely new sugya. Ein einshin ela imkein nishodim. Okay, you have to you have a warning, and you have to have a punch. Therefore, where is the warning? Loy sikalel cheresh, curse of a friend, not being moitzi shem shmam levatala, will be the warning. And then the hifla shemes makoyscha is the punishment. So we have a shidduch, an ashara, and einish. So bish ashara's mihacha dosivlis kalcheresh. El, but if you want to say in your kasha, and you want to ella yamarta moitzi shem shmam levatala, then moitzi shem levatala ashara semihay mehecha. If you want to say the hiflo Hashem es makoyscha is referring to what? Referring to moitzi shem shemayim. Then we don't. Then where is the ashara for both? Where is the ashara for cursing?
Not for cursing.
For being moitzi shem shemayim levatala. Right. So the ella yamarta moitzi shem shemayim levatala ashara semehecha. So the Gemara says, Alam aloy, what's the problem? I have many psukim in the Torah that can serve as a warning not to be moitzi shem shmaim levatala. V'ksif es Hashem kechatira v'oisa savoit. That's the famous pasuk of Rabbi Shimon Hamsuni and Rabbi Akiva. He darshan that Rabbi Shimon Hamsuni darshan called es in Shebet Torah, and he came to es Hashem kechatira and he stopped. Along came Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva darshan l'rabbis talmidei chacham. You know they say the beautiful verloch on this. One verloch is that Rabbi Akiva, why didn't Rabbi Shimon Hamsuni darshan it? L'rabbis talmidei chachamim. The Teretz is Rabbi Akiva when he says Rabbi Akiva also would not have darshan it. Rabbi Akiva also, if he was in the same line of work and was writing a book on all the esim to darshan, and he also would not darshan the rabbis talmidei chachamim. But when Rabbi Akiva saw a person who spent his whole life darshaning all of the esim and then gave up his life work, when he came to Es Hashem Lekechatira, because it can't be the song that you can equate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, where Rabbi Akiva said on Shimon Hoam Suni, this is a person that L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. In other words, by not darshaning the S, he created a mitzias of a Talmud Chacham that it's worthy to say upon that person L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. You hear the word that if he would not have Rabbi Shimon Hamsuni,
right.
And that's his name. Rabbi Shimon Hamsuni, he darshan kol es in Shebet
Torah. I thought it was
Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who darshan es l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Hamsuni darshan kol es in Shebet Torah.
Right.
When he came to es Hashem l'kachatira, he stopped.
Right.
How could you equate someone with a Kadosh Baruch Hu? By him stopping, he created in this world the mitzias of a Talmud Chacham upon who it's right to say about L'Rabbis Talmidei Chacham. He is that Talmud Chacham.
Right.
Everyone else not. So it had to happen this way. It's a very powerful art. Okay, then there's the Emes of Art. Emes of Art is, as Hashem to L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, even Talmidei Chacham, they also have to fear Hashem. L'Rabbis Talmidei Chacham. Right? Torah is not for, like some Talmidei Chachamim. Torah is for someone else, not for me.
Yep.
I just teach it. I don't practice it.
Right.
The Talmidei Chacham also have to fear Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayta. That's a Musa big of art. Vayta. So Lois Chachesh Ella Amad Lois Chachesh. The Gemara says, no, that is an Aseh. That cannot be Ahu Ashoras Asehu. Name. We need a pasuk for the Ashor of an Aseh. Okay, we need a pasuk for it's not available for look at Rashi in the first wide line, at least in my print. Ahu asara, I say v'lav shma asara. And Rashi learns it means ahi asara sasehi v'lav shma asara. And asara has to be a loisase. Right? There's a loisas in loy tishmar. Loy tishmar. Even though the pasul tishmar is the opposite form, but it's a loisase. Whenever you have an asara, you don't get punished unless you have a warning. The warning has to also be written in the negative form. You have to write the encyclopedias and all the different rules. Okay, you have an encyclopedia of all different rules. And no one would ever learn those books because it's impossible to study rules. You learn the Gemara, a million other rules. But in the encyclopedia of all the rules, the warning of a loisa, of Malkois, of a loisa, also must be written in the negative form. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Has to be the negative form. And this is in the positive form. So therefore, it's not a candidate. The Mela, the only candidate we have to be on Ashari is Lo Sekal Cheresh. But Lo Sekal Cheresh is going to be a warning, then where's going to be the punishment? It has to then be of Im Lo Sishmar V'Hiflo is going to be the punishment for Lo Sekal Cheresh where you hear Hashem's name. Okay, so that's the words of Maskana. So we have Murdi Gumar over here, and the bottom line over here, the Kulim Maskana is a person is Lo Sheresh Al-Vatola, he is not Chayiv Malkus. Because there is no Pasuk to teach you that. Period. There's no Pasuk. And because there's no pasuk, so it's not a good thing, obviously.
How do we know Lav Shem B'Mayisein Lagnam?
It's a svara. It's a svara. Lav Shem B'Mayisein Lagnam because he didn't do anything significant. In Chai Malkus, it has to be this Dumi Dudlav. It's a drasha. We can put all the loisas says to Lav the Chasima. The parish of Malkois is Chukash to the Lav of muzzling. The Lav the Chasima.
It's
Sachs
of
Adishai.
Isn't
that right that there's a Lav? It's a Maisa. What do you mean, it's a Maisa. You're taking your Lusachim Sharbadishai, you're muzzling, you're doing a Maisa, you're taking you're putting a muzzle, that's a Maisa. And that's Hukash to the parish of Malkus. So they would make a drasha. Every time a person gets Malkus, it has to be similar to love the Chasim, which is a Maisa. There's no Maisa, then there is no Malkus. So just there is no Maisa. Even Hashem's name, Moitzi Shem Shmaim Levatola, there's no Malkus. There's no Malkus. The pasuk of Hifla is only referring to Klola. Klola is an exception to the rule. But Stamaza, there is no Malkus. Vait in the Gemara. Naya Gemara. Okay, so we finished a very nice sugya, yeah?
And Loisisa as Hashem.
Lashav. Loisisa, that means don't take Hashem's name in vain.
Right.
So there's also there is no Malkus. No Malkus.
Part of Sarasa,
there is no Malkus. Don't be moitzi shemesh ma'al lo'atola, and there also means to make a shvuas shav,
right.
A full shvua. There are many things, the shvuas emes,
right.
But for no, in other words, it's not necessary.
What's Hashem's name? No Malkus.
No Malkus.
But there's no Malkus.
No Malkus, not in this world. Or be Moitzi Shem Shemayim, they're not giving the guy Shlishi in Shemayim, that's for sure.
I understand that. But I'm talking about, so
in this world? No, nothing. Nothing. Nothing
but
in this world.
But curse somebody with Hashem's name, new story.
Gzeres HaKosef. Yeah, in a Hanan, Gzeres HaKosef. You bring down a curse upon this world and upon another person.
Is there a key to that, or it's just because you uttered these words?
L'chayrit depends on the person. L'chayrit, that's a Kabbalistic question which no one knows the answer to. No one can even answer that question. That's off the charts, that question. But L'chayrit, even though unofficially, the answer would L'chayrit be, depends on the person.
And if you give a bracha?
Yeah, bracha depends on the person.
With Hashem's name?
With Hashem's name? People, you can do that. Is such a thing as doing that? Are you giving Hashem's name? Can you really do that?
Say a pasuk.
You can do it. I mean, technically, no one does it. No one's not going to do it. But technically, you can do it.
So that's not
called. It's fun.
So you're using Hashem's name in a good way? Even though, is it, I don't know what... You accomplishing anything? You're not. You're allowed to do it.
You're allowed to do it. The question is, does it have any value? So the way it's in the Kabbalah from it says, a holy person, his words carry weight. A person that's just your average Joe, and does averos.
And the brachas mukrim. You
never know what schus a person has.
Yeah, I mean, like this: when Yaakov fooled Yitzchak, and he thought it was, and he gave a bracha, so he's giving a bracha
with the machshava
to be to one guy, and it's not really that guy.
A lot of very nice turn on this. A lot of nice turn on that. Is that if Yaakov would have, this is a very beautiful thought which answers your question, and it really resonates with me. If Yitzchak would have given a bracha to Yaakov, knowing it's Yaakov,
right?
So then the kavana would be, Yaakov, you're perfect. Yaakov ish tam, yeshiva holah.
Right.
The bracha is only chal because you're perfect. What would happen if Yaakov would have been would be a choite, would do averus? Not getting bracha because that was not my kavana. When Yaakov, when Yitzhak gave a bracha to Esav, Esav was an oitzvar.
Right.
He knew it.
So he knew the deal.
I'm still giving you the bracha. Why am I giving you the bracha? Because you have potential. You have potential.
Right.
So therefore, it turned out for the best for Klal Yisrael. Because even though Taka Yaakov each time Yosef Aholim, but I'm all in future generations, Yaakov falters.
Right.
So still, the Kavana was, even though Yishvach, you'll get up, Sheva Pamibal Tzadik Vakam, you will persevere, you will rise once again from the depths. So the Mela built into the Birchas Yitzchak was the Kavana, because Yitzchak thought he was Esav.
Right.
And Esav was an Oisvarf. But he still wanted to give him the Bracha.
Even
if you're perfect, you'll still be able. So therefore, it was turned out a blessing in disguise for Klal Yisrael.
It was in disguise.
What?
It was
in disguise. It was a blessing literally in disguise.
Right.
That's like what he does. He always makes his puns. Vayit Kesel, a very nice sugya of Hillel, and all about the laws of Klala, the Psukim, and Shemuel Kiltira, a lot of Yisraelis. Next Gemara. Not very known, next Gemara. Meshumam Yisrael, Rebuch Noimber, Afa Maktim, Trum, Lekib Kurim. Another person is Maktim, Truma, to become he gets Malkus. What a chiddush, right?
He's
Maktim, Truma, to be Kurim. What's the first thing you're supposed to do when it comes to your produce?
Right.
The first thing is Bikurim.
Right.
The first fruits. After Bikurim, then you begin to give Truma, to Megdoila, and then you give Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and the Levi, when he gets the Maaser Rishon, he gives Trumas Maaser.
Right.
So let's say a person, he goes out of order, he's a Trumas Lashon Mishnah, if you marked him Bikurim, you marked him the Truma before you give the Bikurim, Malkus. Okay, you get Malkus. Person does it on purpose.
So how do you do that? Before you bring Bikurim, you have in mind that you want to take all
the... Not in mind, you actually do it.
Or you actually do it.
Imamish do it. It says in the Braisa, this was a Braisa, and he says over here that if you go and you give Truma before you give Bikurim, you're in trouble. Let's what are these words in? Mileyascha means your fullness.
Fullness.
Mole. Dimacha means a mixture. Dimua. Dalid mem ayin means tears.
Demai.
It means a mixture. So what do these two words mean? The Gemara makes a drasha. Mileyascha, Meleya elu bikurim. Why is the word Meleya bikurim? Because your produce is full. It's the first thing that you give. Look at Rashi. Rashi dibur hamaskil elu habikurim. Loch kamal bikurim Meleya. Why is bikurim called Meleya? Mishum de la altar. Shen nismala hatavua v'nigmura melachta huk ba'ol bikurim. Immediately when it's full. Shen nismala. When the grain reaches maturity,
fruit.
reaches yeah. Shlemus, well, the Zayminim,
no.
The seven Minim,
right.
The applies.
Right.
I always wondered about that. It also, but I always wondered about that because in the Mishnah it doesn't say you bring wheat and barley.
That's right.
It says you bring. Well, we make a bracha in Sholosh.
No,
the halacha though is the fair. You bring also. So if I'm not mistaken, there are two dinim in Bikurim. There is the ceremonial portion of Bikurim. And then there is the delivery. And you come with the basket,
right.
And you put the basket with name Mizbach Hashem Lekecha. This is a ceremony.
Right.
It's like a hachnosa sefer Torah. You have a sefer bohir who comes.
And you say Arami
with a beautiful silver fountain. Right. And you put the kulmas inside and
quiet.
The pictures.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's a ceremony.
Right.
But there is after the ceremony is over, you have delivery. Delivery of the first fruits.
Right.
So in the ceremonial portion, you have a basket of only fruit.
Right.
And you have birds also. Birds they put on top of the basket.
Okay.
And you have a wicker basket. It doesn't say you bring a basket, but you attend the yodach. But then when the ceremony is over, you then bring delivery of more fruit and grain, wheat and barley from the Shiva Samina.
How much?
Whatever you want. A mashu.
Right, even the baskets of mashu—that's when they do tenuf and they say around
yeah,
Obed
yeah,
and all
yeah.
That stuff. Okay.
But if I'm not mistaken, after the ceremony is over, you bring more. You give more to the kohen.
Okay.
Then you don't be Kurim. Now we begin Truma.
Right.
Truma is 1/50th. Or really, it's also Milayas Amashu. So it says in the Pasuk first, Milayascha. Milayascha is Elu Bikum, because it's when your produce is Malay.
Full.
V'demacha Lesacha Milayas Bikum, V'demacha Elu Truma. Why is Demacha Truma? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say. Okay, Zuno, he does say, I'm sorry, he does say, Lufisha Hid Midamas, the Oil of Echad Mea. So Rashi says the Pshad is because it has potential to be Midamea. If a little mashu of the Truma gets mixed up with Chulin, the entire mixture is Truma. It's Osir, it's like Truma. Has a status. Therefore, it has potential to be Midamea. Normally, what does that, what do we mean by that? Because normally there's a halacha of Bittel Barayif. Midoraisa, it's bottle chad betray.
Right.
Midrabanan, you have different halachas, you have shishim. But midoraisa, it's bottle chad betray. And yet, when it comes to truma, it's not bottle chad betray. It's dimua, it's 1 in 100. You need 100 times more grain than to mevatel the truma. Right. So it has put, that dimua means a mixture. So when the pasuk over here says, this melayascha elu bikurim, that's what's the trigger when it's mole. When it says dimacha means a mixture, elu, this is truma. And there's a say there. The omra, and what does the Torah say? Lo se'acher, do not delay. Now Rashi explains here in more detail, do not delay. Now he's saying over here, drosha. Doesn't just mean don't delay. Lo se'acher means don't do it out of order. Lo se'acher, mileya ledimua. Rashi learns here of the drasha. The word lo sacher is going back on the Malaya. You have two words in the pot, three expressions. Malayascha, demacha, lo sacher. So the way we've been taught in cheder is Malaya, chum, bikurim, and is demacha is chuma. Lo sacher, both of them. The word lo sacher is going back on both.
Correct.
Don't forget, you know, do what you're supposed to do. Along comes the Gemara to drasha. The word lo sacher is only going back on the word Malayascha. What a chiddush, right? Halacha the Moshe Sinai, such a thing. Going back on Malaya. Don't delay the Malaya after the Dimua.
Right.
Malaya is Bikurim.
First.
Dimacha is Bikurim. Lo Sa'acher. Don't get lazy with regard to the Malaya and bring and delay it and first take care of the Dimacha and later when you get around to it, you'll come, you'll bring the Bikurim. Because the result is now you've done it out of order. And the Torah uses a negative term, loy sa'acher, aloy sase. Aloy sase, what happens to aloy sase? There's a maisa here, this is a mamsha maisa. Malchus. This is not a dibur, this is the real deal over here. It's an incredible drasha. Okay, this is the drasha of who? This is the drasha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He says that you do truma after, you do bikurim malchus, v'yemrito lo sa'acher. This is a tremendous chiddush. Fight. Okay, now we go to next piece of Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina Amar. Now, in other words, this is Nishna Zei Poshet. This, that we've just learned, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, you should know, not everyone is on the same page. We have the Helik Rabbi Elazar. Chadam 1 says, Loike, Chadam 1 says, Loike. So we just finished learning over here to stay in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, who do I'm a Loike? It must be that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, he's the one who made the drasha, right? He's the one who made the drasha. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, who diam loike, mid the Amar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, afa makdim truma lebikurim loike. That's beferish. Beferish. What more do you want? Fredim ad rabba from Bakert. Tistayim, Rabbi Loza, who diam loike, the Tanan. Rabbi Loza says the same thing. The Tanan, hayu lefon of shtei kalkala shel tevel. You have two clusters of tevel. Two baskets, and the two baskets of Tevel, Kalkola Shel Tevel, the Yemeni says, Maiser Shel Zo Bezo, Harishoyna Mu'useres. So if he said, I want the Maiser of this one to be in this one, so the first one is Mu'useres. We say that the Maiser, it works. What happens is that the first one, you have your basket, and the basket is Tevel. You did not yet separate Maiser Rishon, and you make a statement. I want whatever is in the second basket, or it's a portion of the second basket, should be the Maiser Rishon for the first basket. Museres. Let's say you say the word Shel Zoy Bezoy V'Shel Zoy Bezoy. If he does stay once, shall zoy bezoy. So then, even though, and I guess I assume the case is we're able to identify this is called basket A, and this is basket B. We can identify the baskets. So then we have a right to assume that what you meant to say is that the Chazal were yuri b'sef daita shalom. What you meant to say is that the maisa that is found in basket number one, the tevel, in basket number one should be solved, should be fixed by a portion of basket number two being the maisa. Okay, we have a right to make that assumption because you said the word zo b'zo. But if you repeat yourself, shal zoi b'zoi v'shal zoi b'zoi, you're really confusing us. What exactly do you mean? Therefore it's going, you're going in circles. But let's shall zoi b'zoi v'shal zoi b'zoi harishonim musares. So then, ha'ilfanav shnei kakal shal teva amar ma'is shal zoi b'zoi harishonim musares. And on the side of the Gemara is a very important hagah. Ois zayin. Rashi and the Goros are showing Musaris. Can you Rashi and Tachanai and Goros this? We have to see the Rashi in one moment. He says, "Shall zoy bezoy, v'shall zoy bezoy, harishayne Musaris, v'ashni eine Musaris." Now, Maestro Seyam, let's go a little bit further. We'll come back and explain everything in very distance. Let's get the words and we'll come back and explain. Let's say you say Maestro Seyam, Maestro Seyam, Maser, Kalkola Bechaverto. Let's say you say the Maestro Seyam, Maser. These are your words. Kalkola b'cha, one kalkola b'chaverta, one basket in the other. Kora es Hashem. Now let's go one more word, one more line. V'itmar b'loza amar loike v'meisha hikdim ma'isa sheni shabol l'ma'isa rishon shabachaverta tistayim. That's the kash. Now before we understand the kash, let's go back and read the Rashi very carefully because it's very, very complicated. For me at least. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here says, it says, Maiser shall zoi bezoi. You have the Rashi? Maiser shall zoi bezoi. What does that mean? Maiser shani chayiv lahafrish mikal kola zote bichal kola zo. Shenoitel ani mizo lezo. Okay, so you say that I won over your basket number one. Basket number one is tevel, and basket number two is tevel. So I want to be misaking basket number one by dedicating a portion of basket number two to be the Maiser of basket number one. Oy sha'amar. Okay, Rashi adds in some more words. Oy sha'amar. Or you say, shal zoy bazoy, v'shal zoy bazoy, sha'afrish mikalkola zoy al idach kalkola, umi idach kalkola afrish al kalkola zoy. So you're really getting confusing over here. You want each one, inside each one should be meiser for the other one. So what is the halacha? So Rashi says, rishayna mi'useres. It doesn't, even though you said words which are very misleading and would appear to the layman to be damaging, because when the day is over, each one is going to have inside of it Maaser Rishon. It's not yours. That belongs to the Levi. Rashi says, Af al gav d'lo hifrish la'alter. The first one is going to be good. Even though you did not mafrish right away, yichudam rinun gav yichav v'siayin, shenos la'hafrish, even though you did not yet separate the mice, so you have in front of you a barrel of a kalkola of grain, and you did not yet take the mice out of the basket, it doesn't matter. The kalshon hacha de mechel va'ochel miyad ochel shnei kelim ninu. So in other words, we're saying over here is it really does work. It's not a problem. Think about it. It's not a problem. I have here two baskets. The two baskets are tevel. They're tevel. So I want to separate a small amount in basket number two to be the miser for the tevel in basket number one. And I want a small amount of the grain in basket number one to be the miser for the tevel in basket number two. Gevaldik. You can right away start eating both baskets, provided that you leave over a small amount on the bottom. And the small amount you leave over on the bottom, brera, Chovra, Dovel, Limafreya, whatever you leave over, this is the Maiser for basket number two. And when you basket number two, whatever you leave over is going to be the Maiser for basket number one. Excellent. Aval, Chol Shekel Ninu, Aval Ashnia Einu Museres.
What is that?
No, so no, I take it back. So I made a mistake. No. So it works only for the first, sorry, I made a mistake. It works only for the first basket. The first basket, we say, whatever is going to leave over on the bottom, when you get down to the bottom, excellent, is going to be the miser for, or the first one you can right away begin to eat. Why? Why can you begin to eat the first one? Because it's not tevel. Why is it not tevel? Because the miser of the first basket has been is going to be on the bottom of the second basket. But you cannot eat the second basket. Why not? The second basket is still tevel. On the very bottom of basket number two is the meiser for basket number one. But the rest of the basket is going to be osa. Why? As soon as you said, when you said, the Rishoina, the first basket, Tehei Meiser will be Meiser al Hashnia, La Alter Ipatro Lo Shnia Legamri. Immediately, the second basket is exempt entirely. Why is Rishoina Tehei Meiser al Hashnia? Okay, the Rishoina should be Meiser. The second basket is completely exempt. Vichi Omar Shel Zoi Shel Shnia Tehei Meiser al Rishoina Ein Bidvar of Klo Mishum. The kvar ipatro lo shnia bichal kol rishoina, the ein termin minapatur alachi. That is the yisoy. So let's review. Let's review over here what happened over here. I have in front of me two baskets, and they're both tevel. And I then say I want basket number one is tevel. I want in basket number two on the bottom, on the very very bottom, should whatever you're going to leave over on the bottom should be mice from basket number one. So basket number one is now potter. It's no longer tevel. If it's no longer tevel, it can no longer be meiser for tevel in basket number two.
Basket number one.
The other basket. Because there's an isra of in termina pitur alachiv. Whenever you separate meiser from one another, they have to be in the same league, tevel. If one now is no longer tevel, it cannot be. You cannot take some of it and use it to be the hafrosha for the other one. You didn't get up to the kash yet. Sorry.
This is my solution and my
solution. That's next. That's the next. That's the kasha.
There is a time.